Morning, Ireland. It's 8 minutes to eight. It's time for business news with Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. There were 412 corporate insolvencies in the first half of the year, according to Deloitte. That's up 25% on the same period of last year. Retail, hospitality and construction seeing notable increases. James Anderson is turnaround and restructuring partner at Deloitte Ireland, who joins me in studio now. It seems like a big increase, 25%. Is it actually that big?
Good morning, Adam. Yeah, it is an increase on what we've seen and what we kind of forecasted earlier in the year. It is off a relatively low base. As you say, it's 412 appointments to the end of June. It's a 25% increase on the prior period in 2023. It is the highest level of corporate insolvencies in the first half of the year since 2018. So we're very much seeing a kind of return or an increase on them levels of activity, particularly after a number of years of artificially low activity during the COVID years.
We would have had those COVID supports would have been keeping a lot of companies going, and now they're largely gone.
Yeah, absolutely, Adam. It's starting to take effect. It's not the tsunami kind of people predicted. And again, when we look into the figures there, as I said, they're relatively modest there. What they're jumping out to us, I suppose the key trends in there is that hospitality has seen a marked increase, as you say, from the prior period in last year. Retail is up, construction is also up. So them sectors kind of account for nearly between 40-50% of the insolvency activities. And the biggest theme across all of them insolvencies is that it's 98% affected are SMEs.
Yeah, and you mentioned hospitality, I think, an 88% increase year on year.
Yeah, in the same period, yeah, in 2023.
Why is that sector struggling so much more than others?
Yeah, what we're seeing in hospitality is, now, albeit that costs have abated, they are affected by much higher costs than they've probably seen prior to COVID. So things like wages, energy, interest rates are affecting them there. Obviously, the higher VAT rate that was reintroduced in hospitality of 13.5%, that's almost a year in now, that is affecting the hospitality area. That is, you know, these are all costs that ultimately cannot be passed on to consumers. And as you say, supports are now ended. So, you know, they all lead to margin erosion. These companies have limited resources, they're SMEs, so it's unfortunately leading to a lot of businesses in that space closing their doors.
What we have that's relatively new in the last few years, the Small Company Administrative Rescue Process, or SCARP, which is a system that was designed to try and keep companies out of insolvencies, but your data shows that the number of applications actually down year on year. Why is that not attractive to companies?
Yeah, so SCARP, again, it's there, it was designed for smaller companies. It's well-intentioned legislation, but the take-up has been relatively, it hasn't been a huge marked increase in what was there before, which was the examinership process. Like, the idea of SCARP was to make it more affordable, but things around awareness are affecting it. It probably isn't as flexible as examinership in terms of a debtor, as in the company reaching a compromise with creditors, and resources. Again, it's aimed at SMEs. Like, these companies kind of are doing everything they can to keep the doors open. So kind of they're trying to fix that, you know, themselves. So awareness of, I suppose, looking into the process is something that we feel that could still be pushed for SMEs through their industry bodies and through government.
So we have a 25% increase in the first half of the year. What's the outlook for the rest of the year then?
Yeah, so again, we see the trend kind of that continuing, that we expect that we will have over 800 insolvency appointments in the calendar year in 2024. That will be a 25% increase again on 2023. That'll be the highest activity level since 2017. And we very much see that kind of that trend in retail, in hospitality, in construction and SMEs very much to continue in terms of corporate restructuring activity.
Okay. James Anderson, turnaround and restructuring partner at Deloitte Ireland. Thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.